I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
You see, one of those sports reporters, Stephen A. Smith, asked Tom Brady, he said, how is it you were able to win so many Super Bowls? You got 100,000 people in the stadium, and you got half of them that's cheering against you. You got half of them that's cheering for you. You got millions on the TV that are cheering you on. How is you able to perform under that type of stress? Tom Brady told Stephen A. Smith, he said, I don't pick the test. It's how I perform in the test is what gets me to be able to do the test. Let me say that again. God, you don't pick the test that you're going through. It's how you perform in the test is what's going to help you to be able to make your way through. See, I don't know what your test may have been. See, it could be cancer. See, you don't know pressure until you maybe had to go to MD Anderson. Now that pressure, now that stress that you're under. Maybe you got some bills that you got to be paid that you just don't have, but that stress and that pressure. Maybe you have lost a loved one, a mother that tragically died, and that's pressure, that is stress that you're under. Maybe you have a child that maybe had to go down on Mary Street to the courthouse and being judged in front of a judge. Church, that's stress, that's pressure. You waiting on the outcome. Here it is, a man in a black robe. He's standing there. And whatever words that he come out of his mouth, and you as a parent, you looking at your child and you want to make sure that, say, please don't throw my child away. That's stress, church. That's pressure. But that's not the pressure that Jesus went under. Because the pressure that Jesus went under, he took on all the burdens and all the sickness and everything that we have, all the sins of the world was upon his shoulders. And he went to a place called Calvary. Ain't you glad he went to a place called Calvary? Don't you realize that if he did not go to Calvary, we would be all hell bound. But since he went to Calvary, now that we are going through whatever we're going through, now we can call upon his name. See, in order for the Holy Spirit to come here, he had to leave. You do know that Jesus was holy. And I'm thankful. See, let me break it down like this. I love sweet tea. But I hate making sweet tea. That's why I drink a lot of Kool-Aid. It's a process that the sweet tea had to go through. First, you got to get the pot. You got to get the water. You got to cut the fire on high as it can go. Then you put the pot on the stove, and once the water gets so hot, then you go get the tea bags and you put in the hot water. But in order to get the best out of the tea bags, the tea bags got to stay in the hot water for a while. The old folks said you got to let it steep in the hot water in order to get the best flavor out of the tea bags. We who are believers in God, sometimes we have to be put in the hot water. Sometimes we got to stay there sometimes in that hot water in order for God to get the best out of us. Nobody want to get in the hot fire. Nobody want to be under that pressure. But that's the way God designed it. That's the way he got it. See, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. See, God don't use Comet. He don't use Ajax, Fabulosis, none of that to clean sins. God uses blood. He uses blood to cleanse sin. So that's why everything with God is life and death. But I'm here to tell you, church, that salvation is free. It don't cost a dime. All we have to do is just accept it. It's a free gift. I truly believe that when anybody gives you a gift, you should accept it and be appreciative of it. But let me get back to the text. Jesus here in verse 32, he told Peter, James, and John. These are his three most solid disciples that he took with him. These three preachers, they were known to speak the gospel so much and so powerful till they was known as the rolling thunder. That when they spoke the gospel of God, you could just resonate inside of your heart of actually what they were preaching and teaching God's mighty word. But he told them, he said, I am deeply distressed and troubled. He said, I'm extremely anguished at the prospect of what to come. See, even Jesus was showing us his human side, that here in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was under so much stress until the sweat that was popping from his head was like blood droplets. He was trying to figure out, he knew that he was going on the cross, but he was trying to figure it out how this process was going to happen. Church, have you ever been in a situation like that? Did you find yourself in a tight spot and you trying to figure it out? Like, how this thing going to happen? But let me tell you, church, if you just press your way through and you begin to talk to the Lord, he would help you to make your way through. He had a young football player at LSU named Lacey. He was under tremendous stress. He was under tremendous pressure. He was a good kid. And he made good grades. And when he was on the football field, he did good. He scored a touchdown and everybody celebrated him. But soon as the pressure of this world came upon him, everybody that was used to lift him up and praise him, now they're talking about it. Can you accept that type of pressure? Church, I know I can. And when the pressure was on him, he did a very act. If he would have just would have waited and seen that thing through and leaned and pressed under the Lord would have had let him made his way through. I'm under pressure, church. But with the help of the Lord, I'm going to press my way through. I was watching TV, and I seen on the news where a lady was 39 cents short of her utility bill. And it was on a Friday, and they, right here in Alexandria, they cut it off. So that whole weekend, she didn't have no utility. Church, that was stress, and that was pressure upon her that she had no way of heating her home, cooling her home, nowhere to cook, no lights. She had to wait until Monday in order for the utilities to come back on. That's stress. That's pressure. But God is good, though. But look, let's see what the text says here. In verse 34, he said that after my soul was grieved and overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he told Peter, John and James, sit here and keep watch. You ain't got to do nothing else. All I'm asking you to do is just to sit right here and watch. And the text says that after going a little farther, he fell to the ground in distress by the weight of his spiritual burdens. And the text says that he began to pray that if it were possible in the Father's will that the hour of suffering and death of sin of mankind may pass by him. Now here it is. He told these three disciples, I'm going to wait and pray just for an hour now. I just need you to stand watch for 1 hour. And when Jesus began to pray, you see in verse 36, he said that he began to call upon his Father. But he said, Abba. When he said Abba, that's an Aramaic name that is a closeness to his Father that his Father understood. You know, just like with me, with my dad, sometimes when I'm in distress, I wouldn't say dad, I wouldn't say pops, I'd say daddy. I would say it urgently. He would look at me and he'd say, what's up, son? And I would begin to explain to him what is going on with me. And this is the same thing that Jesus was doing to his Father. It was an urgency. It was pressure that was under Jesus. But he said that Jesus told the Father, he said, Father, if you would take this cup from me, you would take this cup from me, not by my will, but by thy will. The burdens that was in this cup, the pressure that was in this cup that he had to bear was overwhelming. Church, can I tell you what was in the cup? I'm glad you asked. And if there's something that's in this cup here that may affect you, I want you to signify by saying amen or waving your hand. See, in this cup, it was some lying going on in this cup that Jesus had to take. It was some murder was in this cup that Jesus was bearing. It was some lying going on in this cup, and it was some jealousy was going on in this cup. It was some envy going on in this cup. It was some high blood pressure was going on in this cup, and it was some sugar diabetes going on in this cup. I see you ain't clapping, so you must not be in this cup. It must be something you're going through that's worse that was in this cup. In this cup that he had to bear. And he told his Father, he said, if you would take this cup from me, that means the burdens of this world is too heavy on me. That's why when I'm old folks, I wouldn't say that. When my mother, I'm gonna go back that way. When she was on her bed, she said, son, I'm tired. And I'm thinking, tired of being physically, you know what I'm saying? And I said, oh, mama, it's going to be all right. You don't know what tomorrow may bring. But she said, no, son, I'm tired. Church, when them old folks say I'm tired, I mean the burdens of this world has gotten to be overwhelming and it's gotten to be too much upon them. And they realize that they done lived the best of their life, and they realize now they're ready to see their Father. Ain't you ready to see your Father? The burdens of this world? Ain't you getting tired of being lied on? Ain't you getting tired of somebody that halfway want to speak to you? Look in your face, they say they love you, but they don't mean it in their heart, but they say it by their lips. But these things that goes on in the world today that we have to go through. See, when you're under pressure, but with the help of the Lord, you can be able to press your way through. But look what he says here in text. In verse 37, Jesus came back and he found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Were you not unable to keep watch?
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.